give anyone money, wealth, or not. No? And also, this is the question, that whether men can give you sense gratification or not if you will pray for him. Some are has doubt, especially I saw in drama, that Manjari was telling, Manjari is here. And this is doubt. What all doubt? Men cannot give you money. He cannot give you wealth. He cannot give you so many sense gratification, if you want. So we have doubt, so we don't do chant name. Better to take prasadam and with children in lab. Oh, children will also sleep and mother also. They will not chant. Okay? Something?
Yes.
They have no belief that name can give anything. So why to chant? And why to remember the months? So I see, the very rare they chant, and very rare they remember the Guru months, in morning or evening or evening. Very weak in this subject. But in all other jobs, very expert. Very expert. Why this is? I think that, as you are seeing, and myself seeing, so Harinam cannot give money, not so much a reputation. Why? So, name is more merciful and more power has. By the name anyone can create this whole world in a second and again destroy us. By only the power of name. And this name can give you transcendental peace and happy. And he will take you from the birth, endless chain of birth. If he can give all this, why he cannot give money? Why he cannot? And it is sure that he never gives. Why? Because we are ignorant, foolish, idiot, and what more?
Oh, sorry.
Long time, rascal and soul. You know that they are foolish. They want what? Poison. There is strong poison, they want to die at once, but they don't know that this is poison. Money, fame, or sense gratification he can give easily. More than what he think of in heaven also. Very easily his name can give. But he knows that these are all so bogus and
poison.
See, this is poison. If I will give, they will die. They will give up transcendental things forever, name and chanting anything. It is very intelligent. He thinks it. They are wanting what? Poison. But I am their well-wisher. Why should I give? Sometimes we cry, sometimes weeping. Oh God, you should give me. Oh Krishna, you should. But he never gives. And he makes operations. He makes you street of beggar. Street beggar. Oh, this is name is more powerful than Krishna himself and Radhika. More has so many things, merciful than Krishna himself. He will not come you to in this bondage, but name is coming. Krishna has made it. Krishna has invested his all power. He can give anything. If I will like money or attends, he is giving or nothing. Money, if I am wanting, he is giving or not.
Yes.
Money is coming to me. But, oh, he will make you to work. But because you don't know his use. So, not, he will not give. So, don't have any doubt in him. it can be. But don't want, and if you want, oh, Krishna is very intelligent and name is very, they will not give, they will operate. But don't have any doubt in name. You can less love and affection to your children. No, curtail your sleepness, idleness. Here chattering and pattering, and jump, move. And daily you should, without fail, you should
remember
the Guru Mantras, what he has given. I know that, mostly they don't do. They come to take diksha, but they do. One is here and they are here. But those who are neglecting, doing so much things. Oh, it is not good. So I have come to remember you. Oh, if you are not doing so, I will, if you will offer, Krishna will
not accept.
Guru, myself, I will not accept. I will only give some instruction that you should chant and remember. Whether you are married or going to be married, brahmachari, sannyasi, or anyone, also strictly follow all these things. Don't make any
neglect
and don't have any doubt in these things. I know who is chanting and who is not chanting. I know all. That I have. I'm so intelligent. I can be here. And what she can do, I know. What Samra is doing, I know. What he is doing, all are doing, I know. But I don't tell. Like Krishna never tells. But he knows all. And as a Paramatma, he is always here as a witness. No? And Guru is serving that Paramatma there, everywhere. So you cannot hide anything. Very expert. His eyes are, you have two eyes, and he has
everywhere.
Every, from top to bottom, he has eyes to see. Very expert. But he is expert to conceal this, to hide all these things. Only to inspire them. Gaur Prema. So, I want that you should all chant at least 16 rounds. Do a start. You die better. But don't neglect. What is the meaning of Tishthan Braje? Tishthan Braje, meaning of Tishthan Braje? If he can reside in Braj, better, by body. And if he cannot by body, then by mind. Even he should be there. Tatanuragi. Tadanuragi, in the guidance of high class of Rashik Vaishnava. Rashik means? What is meaning of Rashik? Yes. Such a devotee is in his guidance. You should be in Vrindavan. Either by body, and if not by body, then even by mind you should. Oh, I am in Vrindavan. I am in God. In the guidance, really in the guidance of very, very high class of devotees. And then everything. Anyhow, very good. Oh, I'm very happy too with this one. And you are doing excellent. They are more now something good than other devotees. You know, and if they will continue, their life will be successful. I want that their life should be very successful. We have so many intelligent points. In future, they can be high class of devotees. So my heartly blessings to you all. You should be more qualified, learn more things. And thus, but don't be weak. Don't give up chanting. Or this is a rogue in Western countries. They keep their mala where? Anywhere. In all mirror head. They don't use. But you should use. At least 16 round, if you not cut, then 18 anyhow. Yes. And if you are initiated second, our Guru Mantra you should do. Must don't neglect all this. If you are not neglecting and doing properly and hearing his everything, he is very qualified, most qualified. So you should honor him like a guru, Shiksha Guru. And study there. We are all helping and we will all help. So most students have come and they should be so qualified. One thing I want to tell you about last night drama. Very good. But if a devotee is following his Gurudev, and what he has heard from Gurudev, what he has read in authentic books, if he will follow and tell, that will be correct. And if anyone not following his Gurudev, and with intelligence he will discover new thing, then it must be wrong, must be wrong. What I told? Identity.
Srila Gurudev is explaining a very important point. If a disciple is serving his Gurudev and following his Gurudev and hearing very patiently and with attention from his Gurudev, or in addition to this, he is reading the very authentic books by our acharyas, especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Vishnachakra Thakur, then if he will speak, what he will explain, it must be correct. Yet, if someone, independently of the advice and instructions of their Gurudev, and independently of Shastra, by his own imagination and mental speculation, he tries to come up with some spiritual theories, or conclusions, or established truths, whatever he speaks, it must be full of so many mistakes.
Oh, fully wrong, it will be. So try to be careful about this. We can see three examples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he became somewhat angry. First in Navadvip Leela, when some students and teachers of Vyakaran were coming, and Mahaprabhu was telling Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. No? He was observed totally. And he told that, he was telling that and thinking that Krishna is a big cheater. He is cheating all gopis and making them lamenting so much. They are very much suffering. So, he is very cruel. So, I will not chant his name. I will chant only gopis, those who are very, very merciful and very sweet. Very, sometimes no word, sincere. So I will never chant, never do bhajan of Krishna. Oh, gopi, 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 he was doing. And he was totally involved in pastimes of Krishna. At that time, the students and teachers of Vyakaran came there to meet. And they saw that, oh, he is shouting or telling, uttering, gopi, gopi. Then they told, oh, my brother, Sachi Sutta, the son of Sachi. Oh, why not Gopi? Telling Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Why not Krishna, Krishna? Then Mahaprabhu, he was in trance and he was immersed totally in Krishna pastime. So he took a stick and followed them too. Oh, they are, who are they? They are like opposite party like this. and he was so much disturbed, and he ran away to follow them too. But he did not beat anyone. Never. And when he came in senses, he was lamenting for this. And that is why this reason became the prominent that he left Navadvip. This was the prominent. That they are not understanding, or my moves, I came to liberate them and they are making nonsense apparat to me. So he left. But he never met. Second time in the Jagannath Puri, when in Gundisha Mandir, Marjan, and all there bringing water and giving to Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, South Damodara, and they were also washing temple and everything. And a Gaudiya Bhakt came and he gave water from his pot on the lower feet of Mahaprabhu and 2 feet entered. Then he became very angry. But what he did? He beat him or not? He told to Sarup Damodar. Or any man perhaps. Sarup Damodar? Oh, you see this Gaudiya Bhakt yours? And he is in the temple, in the front of Jagannath, Baldev Subhadra, here is temple. And he is taking? Okay. Sat Damodara became very satisfied. But Mahaprabhu was angry that in front of Vishnu or in front of Guru or in front of Devi, we should not take the Lord's feet, anyone's. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was himself Krishna, so he did. It was not bad. But he ate Mahaprabhu and was very angry. Why? To teach us. But he could get any slap or anything, he told one day to Sarup Damodar. And what Sarup Damodar did? 1, 2, 3 and go from here. And he went following him, that devotee, and told that you have done very good. I like. But Mahaprabhu has come to teach us. So don't be worried, I will call you again. And after that, when Mahaprabhu forget, he called that. But he never chastised himself or never beat him. And third, where? Or this Kala Krishna Das. He became angry. He brought from South India and he all there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So much Mahaprasad was brought there. And there are Sarup Damodar, Ramananda, Sarvam, Bhattacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, all were there. And after taking all these things, when he was satisfied, then he told to Sarvam Bhattacharya perhaps. But, oh, you send me this boy, Kala Krishna Das. He was the king, but do you know his character? He was attracted to Bhartari. Anyhow, I took him, but now I don't want to be. Keep him with me. And after that, he was shaken. Never kicked like bogus persons. What is this? Have you heard from anyone? Have you heard from me? Have you read in Chaitanya Charitamrita like that you did? That what is this? What is this? You are not following Guru. You are not following like this. You will make so much doubts in audience, other devotees. I have told you so many times, don't use your intelligence. Only use your intelligence to realize and to understand the words of Guru and epics and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise you are bound to make a wrong explanation. So always keep in mind. Those who will hear, those who are not, they are like Kanishta, they will be misguided. And those who are in Madhyamadhika, oh, they will think, oh, hopeless. He is not doing well. So we should try to be very, very careful in these things. Especially for preacher. For preacher. You should not make any wrong decision. I'm very happy that Arunda Maharaj never does. Or Madhu Maharaj never does. Pundarik also. Also I'm happy that Tit Maharaj and all. They don't know English even, but all praising them. I want that my all disciples, whether lady devotees or men, they should follow strictly all these things. Then you can develop. Don't make these things wrong. Explanation. Gaur Pramanande. Thank you so much.
सखे कालय गोरमुदारम् सखे कालय Thank you.
Oh,